Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight. I know you feel these are the worst of times. I do believe it's true. When people if the world just passes by, maybe I know I wouldn't have to cry, no, no. Headlines read, these are the worst of times. I do believe it's true. I feel so helpless, like a boat against the tide. I wish the summer wind could bring back paradise, but I know.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus Christ is blessing you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is America is a lot like Solomon, who went from righteousness to idolatry. Yes, America is a lot like Solomon, who went from righteousness to idolatry. You know, the truth of the matter is, America, who once was a blessed country, is now has went from a righteous country to an idolatry country. America has once went from righteousness, from God-fearing, from loving liberty, to now idolatrous, to evil and to wanting to move to slavery. Total opposite. You know, but the truth of the matter is, Solomon, we're going to be talking a little bit about Solomon. And outside of David, his father, Solomon is the most famous king worldwide. And he's not only known for his great wisdom, his wealth, and his power, but also as a king who built the temple in Jerusalem. Solomon also wrote the books of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon in the Bible, as many had done. And after him, he started out with a bang, but ended with a whimper. Yes, Solomon started out with a bang and ended in a whimper. And unfortunately today, I have to say it, America, once a great nation, the only free nation, if you study the history of countries, you'll find that America has been the only free nation which started out with a bang, and I'm afraid if America does not repent, we're going to end up with a whimper. You see, Solomon took the throne of Israel around 967 BC and ruled for over 40 years. And the first 20 years of his reign were prosperous. He took on many building projects in Israel. He ruled righteously and there was peace. And as times wore on, though Solomon began trusting in his power and wealth, he became proud, and this was the beginning of his slide. Instead of trusting in God, who gave Solomon the kingdom, Solomon began building foreign alliances through marriages. Ultimately, Solomon ended up with 700 wives and 300 concubines. You see, the truth of the matter is, Solomon, he ruled righteously and he ruled with peace. But what came up in Solomon's life is the same thing that is coming up in America. It's the same thing that's coming up with our churches today. It's the same thing that's coming up in our society. Yes, America is a lot like Solomon, who went from righteousness to idolatry. You see, Solomon became proud, just like America is becoming proud. And the first thing of the decline of Solomon is pride. Pride. Instead of trusting God, who gave Solomon the kingdom, what did God do? What did Solomon do? Solomon started trusting in his power and wealth. I'm afraid today America thinks they're invincible, and they've begun to trust in their power. America is becoming very prideful, and it started trusting in its power and wealth. And his power and wealth. I'm here to tell you today that Solomon trusted in his power, in his wealth, instead of trusting in God. He became very prideful, just like America today has becoming prideful. But you need to understand what Solomon did. He began building these foreign alliances through marriages. Now, these marriages that Solomon formed these alliances with and got involved with were very evil and demonic. And what he did is, instead of standing up for truth of Jesus Christ, he became tolerant. And he allowed these other women with these other gods to come into his kingdom. And yes, this is beginning the fall of Solomon. Just like America, our borders are wide open. And we have allowed many evil people from other countries, many foreigners who bring their gods in America. And this is beginning to the fall of the United States of America, because they have allowed their other gods that want to destroy the Constitution, that wants to take away the Second Amendment, that wants to take away the First. You see, a lot of these foreigners from foreign descent, which is now American citizens, have brought their gods. And so now their gods are infiltrated into our government, and where they have literally are moving to take away our freedoms. They're passing legislation to take away your freedom and my freedom. And a lot of these come from these people who are now American citizens are come from these other gods of other countries. You see, King Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 2 and 3, King Solomon, however, loved many foreign women besides Pharaoh's daughter. The Moabites, the Ammonites, the Edomites, the Sidonians, and the Hittites, they were from nations in which the Lord had told the Israelites, you must not intermarry with them, because they will surely turn your hearts after their gods. Nevertheless, Solomon held fast to them in love. He had 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines, and his wives led him astray, 1 Kings 11:2-3. I'm here to tell you today that what happened to Solomon was he loved evil. He loved evil, and he basically was compassionate for evil. And I know there's a lot of folks out there that are compassionate to help evil, but I'm here to tell you today, a lot of you men out there, your wives are leading you astray. You have bowed down to this evil Jezebel demon. You have bowed down to this woman of power and control. And yes, she is leading you astray. You see, you need to understand today, the fall of Solomon is the same thing that's happened to America. And the reason why America is a lot like Solomon, who went from righteousness to idolatry, is because America has gone from truth to tolerance. It's begun truth to tolerance. We tolerate everything. We tolerate idols. We tolerate evil television. We tolerate homosexuality. We tolerate atheists. We tolerate Muslims. We tolerate every other religion except Jesus, who is the true. Now, I'm telling you, when you study Jesus Christ, you're going to find out that Jesus Christ is all about liberty, freedom, and life. And I'm here to tell you, when you look at America, you're going to see it's a land of life and liberty. When you look at America, all you have to do is see our nation, that it's a land of life, and Jesus is about life. But when you really study Islam, it's a religion of death. All you got to do is look over in the Middle East. They're hacking each other's heads off. They're killing each other because it's a religion of death. But Jesus is Jesus is about life. Christianity is a religion of life. Now you need to understand that today, because by Solomon's disobedience to the law of intermarrying with so many foreign women, when he became older, they influenced him into idolatry. So Solomon never stopped worshiping God, but he also included other gods. And I'm going to tell you to that today, that even though the church claims to still worship Jesus, they're also worshiping other gods. In 1 Kings 11, chapter 11, verse 4, as Solomon grew old, his wife turned his heart after other gods. And his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father had been. So Solomon, who was once a very wise man, who was once a very righteous man, turned into a very idolatrous man. America, who was once a land of morality, once of a land that honored the Ten Commandments, once was a land that respected marriage, is now has turned into an idolatrous nation. America, that was once a land that honored Jesus Christ, that respected in God, in Jesus we trust, is now a nation that says in Satan we love. Yes, they tell you they love God, but what God do they love? Well, they're tolerant to all other gods. They love all other gods. They have not decided. So they're a lot like Solomon. America's a lot like Solomon because on our borders we allow so many Mexicans to come in our country to bring in their gods. We allow the Islams to take over Detroit to bring in their gods. We allow Hindus to come in from India to bring in their gods. And we call that freedom of religion. But the truth of the matter is, bringing in all these gods now is destroying this nation. Because we have taken Jesus out while we're bringing other gods in. instead of teaching about marriage, we're teaching the destruction of the family in our television shows. So, Solomon, who was once a righteous, began out righteousness, turned to idolatry, and I'm here to tell you today, America's a lot like Solomon, who went from righteousness to idolatry. What about our churches? We used to have little white churches on the hill. We used to have these little white churches that wasn't all about money, who just wanted to present Jesus Christ to the community, and when they tithed, the tithe went back to the community, and now the church has turned, that was once righteous, is now idolatrous, where they want your money to put into their bigger buildings, and why they give their pastors $70,000 a year salaries, and why they go on their exotic vacations. I'm here to tell you today, America is a lot like Solomon, who went from righteousness to idolatry. Yes. You know, but when you really study the Bible, by Solomon's disobedience to the law and intermarrying with so many foreign women, when he became older, they influenced him into idolatry. Solomon never stopped worshiping God, but he also included other gods. And Solomon tolerated idolatry and compromised God's truth for himself. He allowed paganism to mingle in with one true God and settle one worldly wisdom rather than one divine. This is what's really happening in America. We have taken Jesus, the one true God, out of the military, and we allowed every other religion in. So you wonder why your military is getting weaker. When you have changed truth for tolerance, this is why your nations become weaker. When you take out Jesus from your public school and you allow every other religion in your public school, your school is going to get more evil. When you open up the borders and you allow more Hispanics to come in, this nation, well, it's going to destroy the nation. Because they're going to vote to take away your Second Amendment. They're going to vote to take away the Constitution because they brought through other gods in America. They don't know what freedom is. So they're going to demand everyone to give them something while they vote to take away the Constitution. When you have foreigners with other gods from other countries in Congress, they're going to pass laws to take away your freedom. You understand? When you bring evil in, when you tolerate Satan, you're going to move to tyranny. You're going to move from righteousness to idolatry. In 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 5 through 7, it says it like this: He followed Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. So Solomon did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not allow the Lord completely. He did not follow the Lord completely, as David his father had done. And on the hill east of Jerusalem, Solomon built a high place of Chemosh, the detestable god of Moab, and for Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. He did the same for all his foreign wives who burned incense and offered sacrifices to their gods, 1 Kings 11. You know, how could Solomon, who was a man that has had so much wisdom from God, so much favor, just throw it all away? How can America, who had so much favor from the Lord, just throw it all away? Well, it's very clear that Solomon trusted in his power, he trusted in his army, he trusted in his riches. He became very prideful, and he started making alliances with evil, evil women of evil nations. Now, I don't know about you today, but I think America has made alliances with a lot of evil people, and I'm here to tell you that today, and they've opened borders to Satan, and a lot of these folks are coming into America to destroy our freedoms and Constitution. I'm here to tell you that America, it was a land that honored Jesus. That's why we were sovereign, because we believe in individual liberties. We believe in the Ten Commandments. we believed in the Second Amendment. But since we became a nation of truth and turned into a nation of tolerance, now we are forfeiting our Constitution. We are allowing these people to take away our Jesus. We are allowing them to tear down our crosses that are on our public land. They call it the freedom from religion, but it's the freedom to take away your religion. It's the freedom for you not to have a religion. It's a freedom for them to take away their Jesus. They're taking pictures down in your local high school that has been there since Truman. This is the land of tolerance where we tolerate every religion except Jesus Christ. Yes, this is America. We went from righteousness to idolatry, and we're just like Solomon. We tolerate every religion. We tolerate homosexuality. Why? We fight against marriages between one man and one woman. You know, the truth of the matter is, it's fair to say that Solomon ran after the flesh when he should have been following closely behind God and depending on Him to keep him on the straight path. I don't know how many of you today are running after the flesh. I don't know how many churches today are so worldly. But the Bible says in Romans 8:13, it says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body." You see, the truth of the matter is, Solomon knew God's commands. He'd been tremendously blessed by God and was visited by God twice, only to eventually turn away. So God became angry with Solomon and promised that he would tear the kingdom away from him, but for David's sake, he would leave Solomon one tribe while the other would be ripped away. It would happen, God said, under the rule of his son, and it did. And if you go and you read 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 9 through 13, the Lord became very angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. Although he had forbidden Solomon to follow other gods, Solomon did not keep the Lord's command. So the Lord said to Solomon, "Since this is your attitude, and you have not kept my covenant and my decrees which I commanded you, I will most certainly tear the kingdom away from you and give it to one of your subordinates. Nevertheless, for the sake of David your father, I will not do it in turning during your lifetime. I will tear it out of the hands of your son. Yet I will not tear the whole kingdom from him, but will give him one tribe for the sake of David, my servant, and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen." You see, God became angry with Solomon, and he said, "You know what? Your kingdom's going to fall." God said, "Your kingdom is going to fall. I'm going to destroy your country and I'm going to destroy your nation, Solomon." Why? Because you've allowed the foreign gods in your country. You intermarried with these evil women and you allowed their gods and you started worshiping their idols. And I don't know about you today, but America has a lot of idols. Everybody walks around thinking they're movie stars. We have the American Idol. We have The Voice. We have America's Got Talent. Yes, we have all these new game shows that only promotes humanism. We have these sitcoms that only wants to destroy marriage or laugh at marriage. You see, we have taken Jesus out of our public schools and we have teachers that only want to push Satan to their students. Yes, and our government officials, they only want to take away the Ten Commandments. And they only wanted to take Jesus out of the government. And so, because we have become a nation of tolerance instead of truth, what's going to happen is God's going to say, "Hey, I'm going to have enough with America." And instead of America being a free country, America's going to turn to a tyrannical country. Instead of America having the Constitution to defend, America's going to be in bondage and we're going to be in slave labor camps. And if you don't think it's happening now, you just need to look around. Instead of having a strong army, because I'm going to tell you, because we believed in Jesus, the only reason why we had strength anyway, we're going to become a weak military. And because we've been desensitized, dehumanized, and demoralized, you're giving God only one thing to do to America. And that is to destroy America. And because when people, when they can't get Jesus, when they go to school and they can't hear Jesus, when they go in the military they can't hear Jesus, when they go in the hospital and chaplains don't talk about Jesus anymore, and when we go to every other institution we can't hear Jesus, we hope we can go to the church and find Jesus, but we can't even find Jesus at the church anymore. So yes, there we have become a nation of tolerance. So here we see that Solomon gives us a clear example of what happens when we allow other things to take the place of God. Anything that does it is an idol, and God is a jealous God. In Exodus 34:14, it says, "Do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, He is a jealous God." America is a lot like Solomon, who went from righteousness to idolatry. America is a lot like Solomon, who went from righteousness to idolatry. Because America has become prideful, and it trusted in its wealth and its power. And America now is forming alliances with evil nations. And we've opened up our borders, and we have allowed very much satanic religions to come in. And not only have we allowed these satanic religions to come in, they are now in our governments, and their whole goal is to destroy your freedom, your Constitution, your Bill of Rights. And their whole goal is to take away Jesus and your sovereignty, and everything that made America great, their whole goal and their gods to manipulate this country. They are destroying your church, your freedom, and your communities. They are destroying your health. They're doing it in the name of their foreign gods because they no longer, and their whole goal is to take away Jesus. They want to destroy the crosses. They want to put, if you go to keeponflying.org, you're going to see there's a lot of videos. They want to put their statues next to the Ten Commandments. And more, why atheists are being applauded, and why they don't want you to say Jesus at your public schools anymore. They don't want you to say Jesus at your valedictorian graduation ceremonies anymore. They want to take Jesus out of your universities. Anything having to do with the name of Jesus, they want to destroy. And I'm here to tell you that today. If you want to stir up a conversation, just if you want to make people angry, just say the name of Jesus, because we live in a country that now that hates Jesus. We care more about Islam. I'm here to tell you that religion has done nothing for this world. They worship the God of death. And that's what they do. They worship the God of death. Islam only brings death to nations. Islam brings death to nations. If you want to look at the death, what Islam has done to other countries, it only brings death to countries. They're hacking people up in the name of God. It's sick. But now we are a country that tolerates death. Instead of tolerating Jesus, who brings life. Jesus is, He brings life. And He's resurrected. He brings life, but no, we have tolerated a religion of death. Why we take away Jesus, who brings life and wealth and power. I don't know about you today, but I'm telling you, if you follow Jesus, He brings life. America was only alive. America was only protected. America was only free. America had the Constitution. America had these things in place because we brought about, because Jesus, and He brought life. Our schools were very intelligent. We had a good school system because we honored Jesus in our schools, and now our kids are becoming dumbed down. And throughout history, we see God waging a war, destroying His wrath, being stirred up against people for one thing, and that is idolatry. And I'm here to tell you, America, you are a lot like Solomon, You were once righteous, and now you've turned into an idolatrous nation, and God cannot bear idolatry. He simply cannot allow someone or something being lifted up in His place and to wear His crown. And false God have always been tolerant of each other and willing to share the thrones, but not God. Jesus Christ, our God, will not share His throne with other religions. The plagues He sent on Egypt was a war against the Egyptian gods. And each plague was specifically designed and purposed to attack a certain god, the Egyptian worship, to prove to them that He was the only God, and all the gods they worshipped were worthless and powerless. When the Philistines took the ark and set it inside their god, Dagon's temple, in 1 Samuel chapter 5, the Philistines found their beloved god laying face down and its heads and hands broken off. And Dagon had no problem sharing his temple with God, but God did. And how many churches today share their church with pagan religions? I don't know about you, but they share it with homosexual pastors today. And it's very sick. They claim they follow God. But I'm here to tell you they're an idolatrous church. They're a church that shakes the hands of Hitler. And they're a church that are like Judas, who sold this country out for silver and gold. You know, Judah and Israel were eventually destroyed and the people scattered because of idolatry. And many ancient powerful nations have been brought down because of idolatry. I'm here to tell you, America, if you don't repent, you're going to be brought down by God, by Jesus, because of idolatry. For Solomon to be placed on the throne that God created, for Solomon to inherit the kingdom that God put together, then turn to other gods with a severe slap in his face. I don't know about you today, but there's going to be a severe slap in our face. God is about to slap the face of America. I don't know about you, but we need Jesus back in this country, and we need Him now. And everything in this universe He created, He keeps it running. And we wake up every morning because of Him. He gives us everything we need to live. He loves us, cares for us, and instead of showing gratitude and proper worship, we make other things our gods as if they had anything to do with us just taking in a breath. I don't know about you today, but America has become an idolatrous nation. America is a lot like Solomon, who went from righteousness to idolatry, and we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. I don't know about you today, but it's pretty sick what's on television. I don't know about you today, but I can't even leave my house to see the evil. I don't know about you, but our soldiers that are fighting in other countries are fighting so Walmart could be on every block and take away small businesses. Oh, but their idols in verse Psalms. Chapter 115, verse 8, verse 4 through 8, the Bible says, "But their idols are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, noses but cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel. They have feet but cannot walk, nor they can utter a sound with their throats. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them." In Psalms 115, 4 and 8. I don't know about you, but what an insult to such a great being. To attribute all of creation and even our lives and success and ourselves to something other than God's blessing and design is insulting. Idolatry isn't just a wooden plaster or metal image on our objects. It's something we lift up in our lives that get more attention, more devotion, more love than God. It's money. How many of you people in the church, you love money? Other people, things we buy. How many of you love your house? How many of you love your iPhones more than God? How many of you love, you just want to be the next movie star more than God? It's money, it's other people's things we buy, things we want to buy, cars, food, success, revenge, grief, obsessions, it's all that. And I'm here to tell you, God is a jealous God, and wage a war against anyone and anything that is lifted up in His place in our hearts, thoughts, and lifestyles. He will not share His glory with another. And I'm telling you, us humans, we are all prone to idolatry. We are prone to exchange the truth of God for a lie in Romans chapter 1, verse 25. We are prone to accept anything that will cater to ourselves and turn ourselves into idols. Most men will follow certain religions because it appears to their sinful nature. It allows them to be selfish, violent, hateful, self-centered, greedy, and lustful. Therefore, they love it and will fight to keep it since it's in us. We need to be extremely careful, for the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8, I am the Lord, that is my name, and I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. And this is where Solomon fell. And this is where America is falling. And it's tragic that a man so blessed by God, and it's tragic that America so blessed by God, who was even allowed to live from birth, who was exalted to the throne of Israel for no other reason than God picked him, and he turned his worship to other gods, himself and women. It's really sad to see America, once a prosperous nation, and now if you look at every city, Detroit is bankrupt, Gary, Indiana is bankrupt, Philadelphia is bankrupt, all of our countries are bankrupt, and the only businesses that are prospering are global. And I mean, it's really sad that all these small mom and pops and all these small towns are dying across America. I don't know about you, but I've traveled all across America, and all the small towns are dying, and it's really sad all these churches are dying. I don't know about you, but Solomon should serve as an example that all the wisdom he had, he eventually just became a fool. And everything America had, we are becoming a fool to other nations. For all the wealth he had, Solomon became bankrupt inside, and it had far-reaching repercussions. Wealth is not such a blessing. The more someone has, the more they're prone to turn away. And in the end, it cannot save anyone. Nothing can save us but God alone. We will all still die and take nothing with us, and everything we've worshipped will sit in judgment against us. I don't know about you today, but America's a lot like Solomon, who went from righteousness to idolatry. America is a lot like Solomon, who went from righteousness to idolatry. We're a nation of tolerance and not a nation of truth. Yes, Jesus is jealous over us all. He is jealous over His name, His character, and His sovereignty, and His throne, and His crown, and all things He created, and He will not allow anything else to take His place. And sometimes we will have striked us to get us back, and sometimes He will punish us to get us back to Him. And it can be devastating, America. And if God is going to bring America back, something could happen. I don't know. I pray it doesn't. I pray that you will repent and bring Jesus back to America. Because years later, Solomon did repent and turned away. But like the end, so many others, they all fall. Just like in the end, God proves to be God. America, you become a lot like Solomon. You become a lot like Solomon. You were once righteous, and now you've become a land of idolatry. What about you today? Do you have idols in your life? What is your idol? We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time. And stay with you here tonight.
I feel so helpless, like a boat together.